in a Kentucky family whose traditions included telling their own stories and making their own whiskey. He's the author of two novels, Crossing the River and Scissors, Paper, Rock. Tracy, I'm carrying around, so maybe I'll read from. In 1996, he published Geography of the Heart, a memoir, which is his journal of the plague of HIV. The book is a compassionate and gorgeous account of the death of Fenton's lover, Larry Rose, a high school English teacher and the son of Holocaust survivors himself. The Library Journal called the book a testament to how humans could and should treat each other. And it's particularly fitting that Fenton should be reading tonight in the middle of the Pride Alliance's Awareness Week, a commemoration made all the more urgent by recent events, as you know. There is, in fact, a protest march that I'm to announce on Sunday at 2 p.m., beginning at the park at 4th Avenue between 1st and 2nd. For more information, you can call 795-3305, and I urge you to go. That said, here's a little bit more. Fenton has received various high honors for his work, a Stegner Fellowship from Stanford University, a Michener Fellowship in Fiction from the Iowa Writers' Workshop. His work appears regularly in Harper's Magazine and occasionally in the New York Times Magazine, also once in a while on National Public Radio. At the moment, he's working on a nonfiction book examining the nature and role of faith in secular culture, based on his time among monks, both Christian and Buddhist. The book is called Faith Beyond Belief, A Skeptic's Journey, and is forthcoming from Houghton Mifflin. Fenton Johnson is, as most of you know, brand new on the creative writing faculty here at the university. That said, I think I should explain to you how completely strange it is for me to be here introducing Fenton Johnson to you tonight. It's the oddest of circumstances, really. I first heard Fenton read in the mid-80s at Stanford, where the two of us were Stegners. His work at the time completely knocked me out with his amazing eye for detail and his sort of gorgeous and gracious Southern narrative style. I learned tonight that Fenton in high school won the state championship at boys' extemporaneous speaking. And I said, why am I not surprised, Fenton? In the years that followed that, we became good friends in San Francisco, writing books together at almost exactly the same pace. And the thing that no one tells you about the writer's life is that you are alone for a lot of it. And in that deep isolation, it was a great thing to have a colleague, especially a colleague like Fenton. Though keeping up with him was a challenge sometimes. We worked in studios a mile apart across the valley. It's called the Mission District. Fenton up on the slope of Bernal Heights, and I on that first step of Twin Peaks, if you know San Francisco. And from my studio, which was on the roof there, I could look across to Fenton's studio, and I could feel him working over there often, his energy and the industry just emanating from the other side of the valley. Many days I cursed him and worked harder for it. Later we decided to convene our friends for a weekly gathering in a cafe called Babar. And these sometimes rowdy sessions continued for 3 or 4 years, amazingly enough, and this is in the mid-90s, turning to our amazement into what was considered a scene mentioned in newspapers, and that people would thank us in their dedications to their books, people we never heard of. And then because it was a scene, had to end, of course, dissolved instantly as soon as it was recognized. And we drifted our ways. Fenton went off to New York to teach at Columbia and Sarah Lawrence. And I stayed in San Francisco, and our communication grew a little less frequent. But then, without our ever mentioning it to each other, really, the University of Arizona summoned us both. And we converged again here in Tucson. We arrived here on exactly the same day, just last month. That was Thursday, the 6th of January, and probably about the same time of the day, which is late at night. Finn driving westward into town from Kentucky, and me driving eastward into Tucson from San Francisco. So it's more than a touch dreamlike to stand up here introducing Fenton to you, considering that last month he was the sole person I knew in this town, besides the people, the wonderful people I'd met in the process of my interviews. The two of us the same, but these outer circumstances completely transformed. So I say to you, Fenton, hey, look, it's us in our new lives in Arizona. So it feels like fate to have Fenton here. It feels like proof that life will hold up, and will hold its shape just when you think it had none. And so it's quite a sweet thing for me to be able to say to you, please welcome a wonderful writer and a good friend, Fenton Johnson.